The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about the events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. All right, everyone, we're going to start off today's show talking about some comedy. Of course, the Raleigh Improv is on Parkside Main Street in Cary. Thursday through Saturday, April 25th through the 27th, Maz Jobrani. Maz was a member of the ensemble cast of the CBS sitcom Superior Donuts, opposite Jermaine Fowler, David Koechner, Katie Sagal, and Judd Hirsch. Maz's first original Netflix stand-up special, Immigrant, was filmed at the Kennedy Center. Thursday through Saturday, May 2nd through the 4th, it's Craig Shoemaker. What comedian do you know that has two Emmys, appeared on Broadway, and was voted Best Male Stand-Up at the American Comedy Awards? That's right, it's the Love Master, Craig Shoemaker, best known for his engaging, relatable stand-up and iconic baritone-voiced character, the Love Master. Craig has also recurred on hit television shows such as Parks and Recreation and The Bold and the Beautiful. Thursday, May 9th, it's Fresh Drunk Stoned Comedy Tour. This triple headliner show featuring Franco Harris, Matt Ballack, and Tim Hanlon brings you unapologetic, irreverent humor. In a showcase-style performance, you will get three different perspectives on a night full of laughs. Friday and Saturday, May 10 and 11, it's Tracy Morgan. Tracy is one of the most respected comedians in his field, starring for seven seasons on NBC's Emmy and Golden Globe Award-winning 30 Rock. Morgan appeared opposite Tina Fey and Alec Baldwin as Tracy Jordan, the unpredictable star of Lemon's hit variety show. Thursday through Sunday, May 16 through 19, Carlos Menja. Carlos is undoubtedly one of today's most popular entertainer in comics. Whether it is man-on-the-street interviews, studio comedy, commercial parodies, nationwide sold-out tours, or films, Menja demonstrates an extraordinary ability to connect with a wide and diverse audience. And the rest of the month, Thursday through Sunday, May 30th through June 2nd, Tommy Davidson. Moving more into June, Thursday, June 13th, it is Vic Didabito. I hope I got that right. Friday through Sunday, June 14 through 16, Jay Moore. And then closing out the month of June at Raleigh Improv, Ismo, Steve Byrne, and Dion Cole. At Goodnight's Comedy Club on West Morgan Street in Raleigh, here's the rundown. Friday through Sunday, April 26th through the 28th, John Heffron. John quickly became one of the most in-demand comedians in America after taking home the crown on season two of Last Comic Standing. Heffron's effortless style landed him regular spots on VH1's I Love the series and E's Chelsea Lately. And he is a frequent guest on the highly popular Joe Rogan Experience podcast. Friday and Saturday, April 26 and 27 at Goodnight's, Trevor Wallace. Trevor is a stand-up comedian, writer, improviser, and actor based in L.A. Wallace can be seen just about everywhere on the internet and has collectively built a digital thumbprint of over 100 million views. Thursday through Saturday, May 2nd through the 4th, it's Ryan Davis. Ryan is a comedian out of Concord, North Carolina, whose versatile style of comedy has allowed him to open for numerous Main Street acts by winning many comedy competitions, starting a successful monthly comedy showcase, and gaining the respect of comedians that have been doing it for 20-plus years. Ryan proved that the amount of stand-up comedy success that he saw in such a short period of time was not a fluke. Thursday through Saturday, May 9th through the 11th, it's Drew Lynch. Thursday through Saturday, May 16th through the 18th, John Lovitz. Friday through Sunday, May 24th through May 26th, Faison Love. And then also coming up in June at Good Nights, Dan Cummins, the Plastic Cup Boys, and Kurt Brunohler. One of the most immediately recognized and widely respected superstars in pop music history, Celine Dion, has announced she will be embarking on a world tour starting this fall. The tour includes stops in Raleigh and Charlotte. She'll be at Raleigh's PNC Arena February 11, 2020. And she's also got a stop in Charlotte in January on the 21st. Weaver Street Market is back with its music, Jazz Brunch Sundays, 11 to 1, at Carborough's Weaver Street Market. Jazz Brunch Sunday is free and runs May 19th through September 30th. After-hours concerts Thursday evenings at the Carborough location from 6 to 8, runs May 23rd through June 27th. All righty, let's check out something a little different here. North Carolina's most visited historic attractions. For the fifth consecutive year, the North Carolina Museum of Natural Sciences ranks as the state's most visited historic attraction. The popular downtown Raleigh attraction, which boasts free admission, two buildings full of nature and science-based exhibits, and a host of special programs and activities, reported slightly more than a million visitors last year. Fort Fisher State Historic Site in Curry Beach ranks second in the survey with just over 900,000 guests. Other attractions in the top 15, number 3, the North Carolina Zoo in Asheboro, number 4, Discovery Place in Charlotte, number 5, Fort Macon State Park, Atlantic Beach, number 6, Marbles Kids Museum in Raleigh, number 7, the North Carolina Museum of Art in Raleigh, number 8, North Carolina Museum of History in Raleigh, Elizabeth City, Fayetteville, and Albemarle. Number 9, Museum of Life and Science in Durham. And rounding out the top 10, the North Carolina Aquarium at Fort Fisher, Curry Beach. All right, let's take a look at some of the audio-described performances coming up, starting Raleigh and Cary. Saturday, April 27th, it's Murder for Two. This is a North Carolina theater event, Fletcher Opera Theater at 2 o'clock. Sunday, May 5th, Four Weddings and an Elvis. Cary Players, Sandy, four times married, three times divorced, is the owner of a wedding chapel in Las Vegas. She has seen her fair share of matrimonies. In the hilarious Four Weddings and an Elvis, we witnessed four of her funniest. This is at Cary Arts Center at 3 o'clock on Sunday, May 5th. Sunday, May 19th, the somewhat true story of Robin Hood. This is Cary Youth Applause Theater. Our gallant guy in green leads his merry men in a bowling battle against Prince John and his scheming sheriff in this Monty Python-esque retelling. Poor Sherwood Forest will never be the same again. Cary Arts Center at 5:30. Sunday, June 9th, it's Pippin. Meet Pippin, a young prince who longs to find passion and adventure in his life. To prove his loyalty to his distracted father, King Charles, Pippin goes on a death-defying journey to look for his purpose. Raleigh Little Theater at 3. Then Saturday, July 27th, Annie. This is a North Carolina theater event, Memorial Auditorium at 2 o'clock. Audio-described performances in Durham and Chapel Hill, Thursday, April 25th, interpretive dance performance. This is at Vonderhaden Theater, Rubenstein Arts Center at Duke University. The event starts at 6:30. Friday, May 17th, Durham Ballet's Aladdin. Picture yourself in the days of camels and caravans somewhere on the Silk Road, where the borders of China and ancient Arabia blur. Here on this very road, we find the boy named Aladdin. His mother despairs that he might never make something of himself. All he wants to do is play with his friends and the street urchins of the market. This is Carolina Theater at 6 o'clock. Tuesday, April 30th, Tyler Perry's Madea's Farewell Play Tour. This is at DPAC. Perry made headlines when he announced that he would be hanging up Madea's wig in 2019. With the expected final stage play in the upcoming film Madea's Family Funeral being released by Lionsgate, it was released earlier this year. Tyler Perry's Madea's Farewell Play Tour will be Perry's 21st stage play. In addition to Perry, the play will star Tamela Mann, David Mann, and Cassie Davis Patton. Again, this is at DPAC, a 7:30 performance. Saturday, May 25th, it's Hello, Dolly at DPAC at 2. Saturday, June 8th, Cats. Once again, DPAC, this is the 8 o'clock performance. Audio-described performances in Greensboro and Winston-Salem. Just one for now. Saturday, May 18th, Man of La Mancha. Hear the wild winds of fortune. Your destiny calls and adventure awaits. A poet thrown into prison fears the inquisitor, but the inmates demand their own kind of justice. The poet begins to tell a story of a mad knight determined to achieve his impossible dreams. Join the quest and reach the unreachable star. This is at Triad Stage, the 2 o'clock performance. Then we've also got one performance in Fayetteville, Saturday, May 18th, Memphis. Memphis is the birthplace of rock and roll, inspired by the actual events of one of the first white DJs to showcase African-American music on the radio. This high-octane music will have you jumping out of your seat. Don't miss this uplifting and entertaining hit from the creative team of last season's blockbuster, Dreamgirls. This is Cape Fear Regional Theater at 2 o'clock. All right, we'll jump right to a Raleigh Little Theater schedule. The box office number for more information is 919-821-3111. Coming up through April 28th, it's Ken Ludwig's Baskerville, a Sherlock Holmes mystery. Saturday, May 4th, Divas fundraiser event. Who will be Raleigh Little Theater's 2019 Diva? It's a cabaret performance full of glitz, glam, and giving. Divas is a competition between some of the fabulous performers who grace the stage of Raleigh Little Theater. Each performer competes to be the Diva of the Year by raising the most money. May 18 and 19, Raleigh Little Theater, West Side Story Symphony Concert. This is the Raleigh Symphony Orchestra. May 31st through June 16th, it's Pippin. And that's it for the 2018-2019 season. Now, the Raleigh Little Theater 2019-2020 season begins July 19th through the 28th, Antigone. Antigone, defying her uncle Creon's decree that her brother should remain unburied, challenges the morality of man's law overruling the law of the gods. The clash between her and Creon, with its tragic consequences, have inspired continual reinterpretation. Teens on stage, teens backstage. Once again, this is the first event in Raleigh Little Theater's 2019-2020 season, July 19th through the 28th, Antigone. Then August 16th through September 1st, A Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder. Saturday and Sunday, September 14 and 15, Raleigh Symphony Orchestra Fall Concert. September 27 through October 13th, Blood at the Root. October 25th through November 3rd, You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown. Then to close out 2019, December 6th through December 22nd, it's the holiday show of Cinderella. Okay, let's move to the North Carolina Museum of Art on Blue Ridge Road. April 28th, you'll find William MacNelson on guitar. May 5th, Olga Kleinkina on piano. May 12th, Solomon Eichner on piano and Brian Regan on violin and Bonnie Thrawn on cello. Then for the 2019 summer concert schedule at the Museum of Art, Friday, May 17th, An Evening with Dawes. Friday, June 14th, Steep Canyon Ranger with Chatham Rabbits. Saturday, June 22nd, Trampled by Turtles with Deer Tick. Tuesday, July 2nd, Courtney Barnett. Saturday, July 13th, Andrew Bird with special guest Tift Merritt. Tuesday, July 23rd, Bruce Hornsby and the Noisemakers with Amos Lee. Saturday, July 27th, John Butler Trio plus Trevor Hall. Wednesday, August 7th, An Evening with Lyle Lovett and His Large Band. Saturday, August 24th, Old Crow Medicine Show. Thursday, August 29th, Chaka Khan. Saturday, August 31st, Mipso. Saturday, September 14th, Snarky Puppy. And the last event on the schedule so far, Wednesday, September 25th, it's Rhiannon Giddens with Francesco Teresi. Okay, Carolina Music Festival is coming up around the state. They're April 25th through the 28th. It's Tuck Fest in Charlotte. The festival mainly celebrates the outdoor lifestyle through competitions, exhibitions, and demos at the U.S. National Whitewater Center. April 25th through the 28th, always a big event, Merle Fest in Wilkesboro. It's one of the country's best music festivals featuring Americana, bluegrass, country, rock, and more by top acts and old and new favorites on more than a dozen stages. It's a fundraiser for Wilkes Community College, and the festival site is Wilkes Community College. All right, April 25th through the 28th, it's Moog Fest. That's in Durham. The festival honors Bob Moog by presenting cutting-edge music by early pioneers in electronic music and pop and avant-garde experimentalists of today in venues throughout the city of Durham. Festival sites: American Tobacco Campus, Art Institute, Bull McCabe's, Carolina Theater, Motor Co., Pinhook, and more. All right, April 26 and 27, White Oak Shores Bluegrass Festival. This is in Stella at the White Oak Shores Camping and RV Resort. April 27th, Beach Fest. This is in Selma at The Farm. May 2nd through the 5th, Shikori Hills Grassroots Festival. This is in Silcope at Shikori Hills. May 3rd through the 5th, Mountain Skies Earth and Space Music Festival. This takes place in Black Mountain. Some of the world's finest electronic and experimental musicians will be joined by local artists for 2 days of compelling live music and innovative technology. The festival site is Whitehorse, Black Mountain. May 3rd through the 5th as well, French Broad River Festival. This takes place in Hot Springs. Includes a focus on the French Broad River with a river cleanup, raft races, and a mountain bike race, in addition to 2 days of live music. The festival site, Hot Springs Resort and Spa Campground, and the festival's in its 22nd year. May 4th, Loaded Up in Truckin'. This is in Brevard. It's mainly a competitive food truck rodeo with 15 trucks participating, but the Food Truck Off and Oral Pleasure Fest also presents live music all day at Oscar Blues Brewery. And May 9th through the 11th, it's Doyle Lawson and Quicksilver's Bluegrass Festival. This is in Denton. The Bluegrass Greats annual festival includes a golf tournament on Thursday, and on Saturday, a free children's area with rides and games and cooking demonstrations and tastings. Festival's in its 39th year, and it's held at Denton Farm Park. May 9th through the 12th, it's The Leaf. This is in Black Mountain, the semi-annual Leaf Festival, in other words, Lake Eden Arts Festival, embraces world music, new ageism, and the outdoors in its 24th year, and it's held at Camp Rockmount. May 10 and 11, North Carolina Brewers and Music Festival. This is in Huntersville. The celebration of music, North Carolina, and its craft brewing traditions present about a dozen bands, beer tastings, and information about beer making, food, children's activities, and vendors. Let me say that again, vendors. The festival site is historic Rural Hill. May 10 through 12, it's Epicenter Festival. This is in Rockingham. One of the companies behind the Carolina Rebellion Metal Festival, held at Charlotte Motor Speedway for most of its 8 years, has announced a new festival to replace it with enhanced camping amenities, nighttime entertainment with no curfew, and expanded food and beverage offerings. The festival site, Rockingham Festival Grounds, a.k.a. Rockingham Dragway. May 15th through the 18th, Bluegrass Island Festival. This takes place at Roanoke Island Festival Park in Manteo. May 17 and 18, Sacred Connections Music Festival. This is at Little Creek Vineyard and Music in Snow Camp. May 17 and 18, it's the Beaufort Music Festival. Where else but in Beaufort? And the festival site is Gallant's Channel. This is its 31st year. May 18th, Songsmith Gathering. This is in Brevard. Brings together songwriters of various genres in a festival environment conducive to the listening experience. It is produced by Mountain Song Productions, which also puts on the Mountain Song Festival, hosted by Steep Canyon Rangers in Brevard in September. The festival site is the Brevard Music Center. Also on May 18th, the Durham Blues and Brews Festival. In addition to bands, the festival features about 20 local craft beers in 12-ounce pours. Local food trucks are on hand as well, and the whole thing is a benefit for the Exchange Family Center. This is an adults-only event. The festival site is Durham Festival Park. Let me double-check that. Durham Central Park. Thrive North Carolina Food Festival, downtown Raleigh. The North Carolina Thrive Food Festival, sponsored by Blue Cross Blue Shield of North Carolina. It's scheduled for May 9 and 10 at City Market. Each night will include chefs performing live demonstrations, samples from local restaurants and breweries, and live music. All righty, Coastal Credit Union Music Park at Walnut Creek. And we're talking new sets. Thursday, July 25th, they've scheduled Mary J. Blige and NAS. Saturday, October 5th, it is ZZ Top. Those are the only two additions to the schedule. PNC Arena, Saturday, April 27th, it's Women's Empowerment 2019. Monday, May 27th, Paul McCartney, Freshen Up Tour. June 11th, which is a Tuesday, 21 Pilots, the Bandito Tour. Tuesday, June 18th, Luis Miguel Tour 2019. Sunday, July 7th, New Kids on the Block, the Mixtape Tour. Spectrum Center in Charlotte, Monday, June 10th, Ariana Grande, Sweetener World Tour. Wednesday, June 12th, 21 Pilots, the Bandito Tour. Tuesday, July 9th, New Kids on the Block, Mixtape Tour. July 17th through the 21st, Cirque du Soleil presents Crystal. Friday, August 9th, John Mayer, the Summer Tour 2019. Then at Greensboro Coliseum, Wednesday, May 1st, Carrie Underwood, the Cry Pretty Tour 360. Saturday, May 18th, RBRM, that's Ronnie DeVoe, Bobby Brown, Ricky Bell, and Michael Bivins. It's the For the Love of It Tour. Then Thursday, May 30th, Greensboro Coliseum, Pentatonics. It is the World Tour. Saturday, June 1st, Four Latidos, Camila and Sin Bandera. And finally, Tuesday, July 16th, it's Nickelodeon's JoJo Siwa, and it's the Dream Tour. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it. And be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast on our website, TriangleReadingService.org. If you have any comments or questions about the program, please give us a call at 919-832-5138. So long until next time.